California sweepstakes gambling ban moves forward. California lawmakers have taken a step toward banning sweepstakes casino operations in the state. Assembly Bill 831 easily and quickly advanced through the Senate Governmental Organization Committee on Tuesday. The proposed legislation, aimed at curbing the growth of online sweepstakes gambling platforms, seeks to prohibit entities from facilitating, processing, or promoting sweepstakes-style gambling. Despite the advancement, the bill's legislative journey has sparked debate and raised questions among lawmakers, particularly concerning the way it was introduced and the broader implications for digital gaming and promotional programs. AB 831 initially began as an unrelated bill before undergoing substantial amendments in the Senate. In late June, language targeting sweepstakes casinos was inserted into the measure, originally focused on tribal gaming matters. Some legislators expressed discomfort with the method, noting that inserting such provisions into an already advanced bill limited public debate and transparency. Although the Assembly passed the original version in early May, the current form now moves into more contentious territory. The California legislative session continues through September 12, allowing further discussion, and the bill may be carried over into the 2026 session if necessary. During Tuesday's committee hearing, concerns were raised over the urgency and scope of the legislation. Several lawmakers questioned whether the bill had been properly vetted and whether its rapid progress was warranted. Others pointed to the significant support from California's tribal governments, which hold exclusive rights to most forms of legal gambling in the state. This support appeared to influence several committee members who voted to advance the bill despite unresolved concerns about potential legal consequences and enforcement mechanisms. California joins growing crowd. The bill's language is designed to directly impact the online sweepstakes industry, an area many lawmakers believe has operated in legal gray zones. Proponents of the measure argue that unregulated platforms threaten the integrity of California's gambling framework and violate the state's voter-approved system that prioritizes tribal sovereignty in gaming matters. The legislation aims to eliminate loopholes that allow certain businesses to offer casino-style games under the guise of sweepstakes or promotional campaigns. AB 831's provisions may also have implications beyond gaming operations. Legal experts have noted that endorsements by high-profile individuals could come under scrutiny if they have promoted sweepstakes platforms targeted by the legislation. This aspect of the bill has attracted attention from both media and advocacy groups watching for how broadly the law might be enforced. The proposed ban has faced organized opposition from industry representatives. The Social and Promotional Games Association, SPGA, has been vocal in its criticism of both the bill's content and its legislative process. It has emphasized that the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, one of the state's major tribal gaming groups, operates an online social casino, highlighting what it views as inconsistencies in enforcement. The organization also argues that the sweeping language of AB 831 could inadvertently affect corporate rewards programs used by major companies such as Marriott, Microsoft, and Starbucks, which offer digital incentives to customers through similar gamified platforms. Despite the criticisms, the bill has garnered support from legislators aligned with tribal gaming interests. Assemblymember Avelino Valencia, who has advocated for the measure, stated that platforms exploiting ambiguities in current law jeopardize the integrity of California's gaming framework and tribal sovereignty. He maintains that AB 831 would reinforce accountability and fairness in the state's gambling industry. The bill now moves to its next scheduled hearing in the Senate Public Safety Committee on July 15. Lawmakers are expected to further examine the potential legal and economic impacts of the legislation, as well as how it might be implemented without disrupting legitimate promotional activities and rewards systems.